Today is Friday, July 30th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. Today's news cycle is giving extreme Friday energy, and by that, I mean it is moving slower than me attempting to do the 100-meter butterfly. Yesterday, President Biden announced sweeping new pandemic requirements for approximately 4 million federal workers. They will now be required to attest that they've been vaccinated or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and other new rules. The administration encouraged businesses to follow its lead on incentivizing vaccinations, and they also directed the Defense Department to look into adding the COVID shot to its list of required vaccinations for members of the military. Next, we have some more COVID news. In the first announcement of its kind, the Israeli Health Ministry revealed plans yesterday to give a third COVID vaccine dose to adults over 60 years old who had received their second shot at least 5 months earlier. The program will begin on Sunday, and I won't lie, I'm kind of jealous. Yesterday, Congress passed a $2.1 billion emergency spending package. You may be wondering, but Congress never passes anything. Well, it appears that they were able to find consensus in order to avert a funding crisis for the Capitol Police that was sparked by the January 6th riot, and also to provide urgent funds to evacuate and resettle Afghans who aided U.S. forces during the Afghanistan war. You know, if there's one thing you can count on Congress for, it's that they will always find more money for police and war. New data shows that the total size of the U.S. economy has now surpassed its pre-pandemic levels, after it grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter. The growth signals that the U.S. has achieved a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession. Now just imagine what we could do if we actually paid people enough money so they could buy shit. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy in 1974. McCarrick had already been stripped of his cardinal title after a Vatican investigation confirmed that he had sexually molested adults as well as children. But this news now makes him the first cardinal in the U.S. to ever be criminally charged with a sexual crime against a minor. He faces three counts of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14. Great, now let's just do like a few hundred more. A new legal complaint filed by the National Council of Negro Women alleges that Johnson & Johnson purposely marketed its talcum-based powder products specifically to Black women, despite evidence showing that the products cause cancer. The complaint asserts that J&J made Black women a central part of their business strategy. And to quote the executive director of the National Council of Negro Women, Janice Mathis, she says, "This company, through its words and images, told Black women that we were offensive in our natural state and needed to use their products to stay fresh. Generations of Black women believed them and made it our daily practice to use their products in ways that put us at risk of cancer, and we taught our daughters to do the same." And lastly, Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney over its streaming release of Black Widow. She's claiming that the company breached her contract and deprived her of potential earnings, which were tied to the movie's release in theaters. She claims they did so by putting it on Disney Plus on the same day as its release in theaters, which would obviously lead to fewer people seeing the movie out of home. The release of Black Widow was delayed for over a year due to COVID, which accounts for Disney's change in release strategy. Naturally, my thoughts and prayers are with her. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying these daily updates, you can help support this show and keep it growing by pressing follow on your Spotify and or rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. And of course, I really appreciate all of your support and feedback. For more in-depth and hilarious discussion on today's most important issues, be sure to tune in to the Betches Up podcast every Monday through Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.